It's time for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal. Cousins Charlene Duncan and Kathleen Chigup, both in their early 60s, grew up together on a Ute cattle ranch. The cousins got together at the Ute Education Center at Fort Duchesne, Utah, and talked about their childhood and how they are still good friends today.
When I was a child with my cousins, we grew up in the mountains, and their growing up is different than what we went through. We didn't have television up there. We didn't have iPads. We didn't have iPhones. We didn't have anything like that. All we played with was paper dolls cut out of a catalog or read funny books.
As young children, we didn't miss very much. TV and all of these electronic gadgets was replaced by experiences with our families, with the land. We had to find ways to keep ourselves occupied, but it seemed like we were always also doing family chores that we were expected to do. We lived communally before the hippies, but we lived in extended families. My grandparents, first they had sheep, and then when my grandfather died, my grandmother exchanged the sheep for cattle, and so we were expected to travel with the cattle. And that took all summer long. It didn't seem like it was hard work. In fact, it was kind of fun. After lunch, we had a period when my grandmother put her tarp on the ground and we were expected to sit down. She taught us how to bead. So about 10 years old, we knew how to bead. Most of us have carried on that craft. So it really was a time to grow up. It was a time to explore the land, be with the land. We were close to the animals, close to the elements.
But us being cousins, we were all girls. And so the girls had to pick up where normally boys would do the chores. We had to help with the bales of hay that were baled. We had to take care of the cows. We even had baby calves and baby lambs that we had to feed by bottle. And it was all fun. I mean, we enjoyed it. But we always found time to go and play house with them.
I liked school so much. I was always, when we played, I was a teacher. When I finished high school, I said, I'm going to college. And I remember a high school counselor, he said, well, you know, it's very hard for women to go to college, especially Native American women. And I said, I'm going to college. So I went to school and got a teaching certificate, and I taught 30 years at the local elementary school.
You know, and that's why I think today we stress our kids, our grandkids, that we want them to further their education because that's what they're going to need to take care of themselves. They're going to have families one day. You know, we don't want them to be relying on the tribe for things because, you know, one day maybe the tribe won't be here. I mean, you know, we're struggling as is. You know, I would hope my grandkids one day would be able to somewhere help the tribe in a way, be able to stand up, be able to voice their opinion, be able to talk. And I think that goes along with it also, is that you need to know who you are. Our grandfather, he stressed that, but you also need to know who you are, where you come from. I'm proud of where we come from, how we grew up. We're still friends. We travel together. We're still together. Very family oriented. Everybody looked out for each other.
Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps project is made possible in part by our members and MemoryMark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at MemoryMark.com.